This week, we're gonna change up the podcast shorts and we're gonna start doing more about what's in Jerry's kitchen and what we call lateral shift. We're gonna take whatever food you and your family likes to eat and we're gonna laterally shift it to something much more nutrient dense without doing two things. Number one, not adding a dime to your budget. And number two, not changing the flavor profile. The Fruit Loops here, which are possibly one of the worst things you can put into your body, they also use the form of B12 that is cyanide-based. Flip yogurts, a lot of these are highly processed. Ultimate Human. Hey guys, I hear you and I'm listening. So this week we're going to change up the podcast shorts and we're going to start doing more about what's in Gary's kitchen and what we call lateral shifts. The promise that I make you is that I'm going to take whatever food you and your family likes to eat and we're going to laterally shift it to something much more nutrient dense without doing two things. Number one, not adding a dime to your budget, maybe even reducing your budget. And number two, not changing the flavor profile. I know we're not going to turn all of our kids into raw food vegans overnight, so I want to make really, really practical suggestions for you that will not break the budget or change your budget and that will also not change the flavor profile. So I just went in and selected some common cereals right off the shelf. When you start looking at what the standard American breakfast is, white bagels, Pop-Tarts, breakfast cereals, pasteurized, homogenized milk, we can make simple, easy choices and switch the nutrition and profile so we have really nutrient-dense foods. And there's a lot of research indicating that the more nutrient-dense the food is and the less processed and high in sugar, the less hungry we are, the less calories we consume, and the more satiated we are. So take your basic Honey Nut Roasted Cheerios or even Fruit Loops. You might not realize that in a single box of Fruit Loops, you not only have 34 grams of carbohydrates. Most servings, by the way, are two servings. So most of the time when we give our kids a bowl of cereal, it's actually two servings. So in each serving, you've got 34 grams of carbohydrate, you've got 12 grams of added sugar, and here's the part that's really detrimental. Just in terms of food dyes, you've got yellow dye number one, you've got yellow dye number six, you've got BHT for freshness, you've got red dye number 40, you've got yellow dye number five, you got sodium lauryl sulfate, you actually have fortified and enriched flour. This is the one that I was saying is a must remove from your diet. Fortified or enriched foods, the foods that are really high in folic acid, because you can make the organic choice in rice, wheat, cereals, grains, and pasta, and get a much, much, much better nutritional profile, and you'll stop agitating that MTHFR gene mutation. So if I wanted to swap out the Fruit Loops here, which are possibly one of the worst things you could put into your body, these are grain-based, they're fortified and enriched, which means they're sprayed with folic acid. They have all kinds of food dyes in them. They have four different types of seed oils. They have partially hydrogenated soybean, partially hydrogenated coconut oil, partially hydrogenated vegetable oil. This is about as loaded full of poison as you could get. And due to that, for these Honey Nut Cheerios, what do these guys have? 34 grams, adding another 9 grams of sugar. And the same thing, canola oil, soybean oil, wheat flour, corn syrup. I mean, this is unbelievable. When they say natural and artificial fruit flavoring, that's a code word for ain't got no fruit. And so they've got colors, they've got BHT added for freshness. They also use the form of B12 that is cyanide-based. It is cyanocobalamin. So let's get these out of the diet. Let's try, and I do not have a deal with these guys. I'm not even gonna give you an affiliate link. This is a cereal called Three Wishes. This is another one called Rise and Fly. I love both of these. They're the same price as Fruit Loops and Honey Nut Cheerios, but these are grain-free, wheat-free. Listen to the ingredients in here. Chickpea, tapioca, pea protein, organic cane sugar. Yes, it does have some sugar, but you go from 34 grams of carbohydrate to 20. You go from 12 grams of added sugar to 3 grams of sugar. You have vegetable juice and monk fruit. Okay, so that's the first one. And then here with this Rise and Fly, you have, puts it right here on the front. Cassava, coconut honey, coconut sugar, another natural sugar, cinnamon, coconut oil, and Himalayan salt. No food dyes, no processed seed oils, no grains, nothing that's fortified, nothing that's enriched. and not this entire linear list of chemicals that you cannot pronounce, exact same flavor profile. If you want to swap out your milk, here's three of my best secrets. Well, I actually get raw milk from an Amish farm. If you can find a local farm or a local grocer that carries raw milk, I use raw A2 dairy. It is delicious. Doesn't have the level of beta casein that interrupts your gut. So very often, even people that are slightly dairy intolerant or lactose intolerant can drink raw milk or A2-derived dairy. I also like to use pure organic coconut milk that's unsweetened. If you want to resweeten the cereal, remember these actually have natural sugars in them, but if you want to resweeten them, just put a spoonful of monk fruit in. So I use the coconut milks. This is my actual favorite. This is the organic light coconut milk. It's going to have a few grams of really healthy fats, 3.5 grams of fats, zero carbohydrate, zero sugars. And when you look at the ingredients, it is purified water and organic coconut, period. So coconut milks, organic coconut milks, raw dairy with your cereals. You don't have to stop getting your kids to eat cereal. Just don't get them eating the grain-based, food dye-laden, fortified or enriched cereals. You're well on your way to a much healthier breakfast and better behavior in your kids. Here's another one of my favorites too. This unbelievably is the most popular brand of yogurt for kids. I pulled this thing off the shelf and I was just exacerbated at what's in here. You know, it's got 75 milligrams of sodium, which isn't a big deal, but 30 grams of carbohydrate per serving. There's usually two servings, remember, each time your child eats one of these, it's usually two servings. You've got milk, you've got all kinds of gelatins, cornstarch, potassium sorbate 80, natural flavors. You know, there's food dyes in here. Food dyes are actually antimicrobial. So a lot of times we're thinking we're getting really good probiotics into our kids by giving them yogurt, but then the yogurt is laden with food dye. The food dye kills the probiotics. You're really not even getting the probiotic that you want for your kids. So swap this out. I promise you, you will not change the flavor profile. Similar to these, this beech nut yogurt, banana, and strawberry breakfast. I couldn't even get my arms around this. 18 grams of carbohydrate, 13 grams of sugar in a single small serving like this. You're gonna put this into your child or you're gonna take this yourself. You're gonna instantly be hungry again. So it's going to cause you to actually overeat. Same with the Chobani flip yogurts. A lot of these are highly processed food dyes, extra added sugar, and then you flip over other crunchy ingredients that are also going to be fortified or enriched. Or they're going to come from wheat sources. They're going to irritate the gut. So let's slide these over to a whole fat Greek yogurt. Let me show you what I do. I take whole fat Greek yogurt. I just put whole fat Greek yogurt. I prefer the organic A2 version of whole fat Greek yogurt. Again, when you get A2 yogurt, you reduce the beta casein, and that's a lot of times what's irritating our gut. So you get one of these non-GMO whole fat Greek yogurts, preferably from an A2 source, and then grab yourself some things to put in here that will give you or your kids and your family some crunch. Give you some other, to enhance the flavor profile. I buy organic berries. Remember, fruits that end in berry are generally lower on the glycemic index. So raspberry, strawberry, blueberry, blackberry. So I take a little fistful of berries, right? Don't even measure it out. I just throw a couple of those bad actors in there. I love these. Love these blueberries. They're so good. I can't stand it. Put those in there. Guys, this is probably one of the most nutrient-dense vegan vegetarian foods on the planet. These are organic hemp seeds. Listen to this. 14 grams of fat. This is in a whole tablespoon, so you could use a teaspoon. 14 grams of fat, 2 carbohydrates, 1 gram of sugar, and 10 grams of protein. 10 grams of protein in a single tablespoon of shelled organic hemp seeds. They taste delicious. You can even saute these and kind of crisp them up. They get like a really oaky flavor. They're absolutely delicious, and they are high in what? Omega-3 fatty acids. Remember the omega-3 to omega-6 fatty acid ratio we're trying to get 1:1 in? Most Americans are between 1:25 and 1:45, meaning they are way overeating omega-6 fatty acids. So these are super heart healthy, non-fish derived sources of really healthy omega-3 fatty acids. I get organic raw pistachios, toss a fistful of those bad actors in there, and then grab yourself some pine nuts, sprinkle a few pine nuts in there. And then if you want a little bit of extra sweetener, take a teaspoon of monk fruit, put this all together, mix all that up. Try this with your kids, by the way. You will be surprised how many kids will eat whole fat Greek yogurt with nuts, berries, and a little monk fruit in them. It's crunchy, it's sweet, it's salty, it's creamy, it's nice and cold, it's very satiating, and they will not get hungry right away because you're not gonna spike their sugar, spike their insulin, and have that crash drawing them back in to eat again. So when you're exchanging whole foods for processed foods, this is the name of the game. It's not what diet you're on. It's not whether or not you're paleo, carnivore, keto, raw food, vegan, vegetarian, pescatarian. It's whether or not you're eating whole food sources. And then we got to think about the distance from the food to the table. The closer we are to the soil, the better. So yes, non-GMO, organic. I know that there's a lot of labeling snafus going on with organics. I agree with that. But you're taking another step towards more nutritious, more nutrient-dense foods when you do this. So let's get the processed yogurts, the food dyes, the fortified and enriched cereals, the fortified and enriched bagels, the Pop-Tarts out of their diet and go for the same price, same flavor profile in more nutrient-dense foods. I hope this helps you guys with what I eat in my morning routine. This is actually gonna be packed with real probiotics, fresh organic fruits, healthy sources of sugars, fats, and proteins. It's gonna leave you satiated for many more hours. Hope you find these helpful. Every week, we're gonna do another lateral shift with snacks. We're gonna go to lunches and dinners and all kinds of things you can do to have a holiday snack or even a party tray made in nutrient-dense foods. And that's just science.